This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
We welcome you inside the Shore postgame show from the Vine Center here in Lynchburg, Virginia, where the Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks have just dropped a 66-55 decision to the Liberty Flames. Will DeBoer joined by Hawk head coach Jason Crafton. And coach, looking at this box score, you guys won the second half. Your thoughts on what's just transpired?
First off, Liberty's a great team. You know, hats off to them on getting the win. I thought our guys did a better job in the second half of controlling the three-point attack on their end. And that gave us a chance to kind of, you know, play around a little bit and kind of be in the mix in the last 5 minutes. We didn't switch defenses as much in the second half as we did in the first half, and we were able to kind of lock in a little bit better and not allow number two, McGahee, to get any more open shots.
Now, there was a real concern about going from a Power 5 team in Penn State to a team like Liberty, which is mid-major in name only, but your guys really showed up to play today. What did you preach and work on in practice between the 5 days to State College to Lynchburg?
You know, it's just locking in on us to continue to become more of a family, continuing to get more together with our tenacity. And that's it. You know, we got a long way to go. And I thought we made great strides tonight. We shot better from the free throw line. I thought we did some things. You know, I think that for Liberty, it's a hard game for them as well. They got to go from playing Radford to playing us. And this home atmosphere was a little bit different than it was the other night for their home opener. So I thought it was a challenging game for both parties. You know, I'm happy for our guys that we were able to show a little bit of grit, make the game reasonable, learn from it, and now get ready for a tough Longwood team.
Taking a look at individual stats, a couple of guys building on strong performances at Penn State. Deshaun Phillips led the team with 11 points, and then Bruce Guy with 10 points off the bench as well. You said it in the pregame, these guys are going to have to step up with the injuries that the Hawks are dealing with. Well, consider it stepped up.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is we're shorthanded. There's no way around it. You know, we came into the season with 15 guys. We dressed 11 today. So we're going to have to find guys to step up and make plays. And if that comes from our freshmen, great. Wherever it comes from, we'll take it. You know, so we're just continuing to grow every single night. Those guys made some plays, made some shots and spots. They still got to, you know, get acclimated to college basketball and be able to adjust some of the defensive miscues in terms of, you know, switching and as we change our defenses and personnel and knowing the scouting report. They did a good job in spots for us offensively, made some shots, and we needed it.
Some real momentum heading into the Longwood game 2 days from now in Farmville. This is a Longwood team that last year Maryland Eastern Shore almost beat up at the Heights Center. 66-63 was the final margin. What's the message after you play a really tough Liberty team well going into the Longwood game?
Nothing changes. Last year's Longwood team is completely different. This year's Longwood team, we're completely different than last year's Maryland Eastern Shore team. The message stays the same. Let's become more of a family. Let's become more tenacious in what we do and see where that gets us. It's not about Longwood. It's not about Liberty. It's not about Penn State. It's about us building this program.